www.winriver.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet on Friday, December 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab. With an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27 with River Club card. Children $10 and children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Holidays are better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Dr. Doug McConnell. It's Friday, the 9th of December. Good morning, everybody. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. Just grab that phone and get ready to call. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jimmy. Jimmy's back in town. Good morning, Jared. Jared's with us. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What's the weather look like here, buddy?
It's currently 44 degrees right now. We have an 80% chance of rain today, a high of 50, a low of 46. On Saturday, we have a 60% chance of rain during the day, high of 46, low of 36, 20% chance of rain at night. On Sunday, we have a slight chance of rain, 20%, high of 51, low of 37. And on Monday, there's a 30% chance of rain with a high of 51 and a low of 38.
Ooh, way. So I think the coolness is here. I think it's going to be here for a while. Good morning, everybody. And the weather is brought to you by. The weather reports are brought to you by. Weather's just kind of, you know, brought to you. But the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business from, located right in Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kinney. They say that their customers are warm friends. They give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Good morning, Dr. Doug.
Good morning, Carl. It's great to be here.
Well,
thank you.
You know what? I'd like just to make a big shout-out that Dr. Doug McConnell the other night we had a dinner event. We have a regular dinner event for 10 of us. And you brought me a print of the raising of the flag at Mount Suribachi, and it was drawn by a local gentleman,
yes,
I believe, in pencil.
Correct.
But it is absolutely a perfect reproduction of the raising of the flag.
Which was originally a photograph in grayscale.
Joe Rosenthal. Yeah,
That image, to my knowledge, has always been black and white. I'm not sure what. Maybe I've seen a color one, but yes, no, I was happy to do it. This young man, first off, it was a great moment in American history in the Pacific Theater, and certainly in your Marines. That's why when he showed me what he had just produced, I immediately thought of you, of course. And
well, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
so much.
I was my happy to it. He's a great artist, Matt O'Neill. We're going to hear more about him in town here, and he's a very talented young artist. And his subject is the World War II.
Okay. And speaking of talented. Here's a talented Amy
from
Haven
Humane.
Good morning. How you doing, hon? Are you awake?
I am awake, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you perky?
Yeah, don't let the closed eyes fool you.
Are you perky?
Totally awake. I am. I maybe didn't get enough coffee this morning, so.
Hey, just go out and fill up before you leave.
There we go. Get a fill up.
We have a 300 proof back there of coffee.
It is.
You have a really, really cool dog here.
I have this coolest dog. I'm so excited to bring him today. I have Milo with me. Milo is a 3-year-old Dalmatian mix, so he's got the typical spots and Just the greatest temperament on this dog. So sweet and calm and loving, and he does good with kids, cats, other dogs. He's just an all-around sweet guy.
He is. He's sitting here quiet, and you know, when you, I always carefully put my hand up to the dogs.
Well, yes.
Because you never can tell. I mean, you know what? You know, first of all, they're in a strange environment, and they've been. In this case, he was dropped off along with his mate.
Yeah.
And a puppy, even though that he's been neutered and she was spayed, and now you got a puppy with him that looks like him.
Just like him. Yeah. It's the little Dalmatian puppy.
Well, maybe they were just spayed and neutered just
it could be. I mean, afterwards. You know, when they come in as strays like that, we don't get a lot of background information. Yeah. So. But, yeah, he is approved for a home with kids 5 and up. He's pretty tolerant of just about anything. He loads right in the car. He's a sweet boy. And he does this really funny thing. He smiles. And it was a little weird this morning, and I got him out of the kennel. And I haven't really had a chance to work with him much, and he had his teeth out. And I, for a second, I'm like, is he baring his teeth at me? You know, and then his tail's wagging. And I realized he was smiling. And he was so excited. He kept just showing me his teeth. And he would just curl his lip up. And he jumped up and down and was so excited to leave, to get out for a field trip that he started smiling. Yeah, and he's done it a couple times since. It's really funny.
That's cute. Yeah, which end do I believe here?
Well, you better believe the one. So I end with the teeth.
No. It was a definite smile.
Well, I'll be darned.
It wasn't. Yeah.
Okay, now he's just laying here right now. He's quiet. And he's intelligent looking, and he's, you know, he kind of looks around. You know, you get some in here that just, you know, they're just not.
Skittish. Or,
yeah, they are. They're just not happy. But no, this one looks okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's very calm. He's very sweet.
He's just looking for a fireplace to curl up in front.
Is this still some kind of deal going on?
Yeah, it ends today. So it's the last chance.
This is the last day.
We're down to the wire, people.
$25 that you can bring Milo home with you.
Yep. If you bring in an unwrapped, unused children's toy. We're doing Stuff the Bus.
A brand new unwrapped child.
Just bring the child.
Bring in a toy.
Bring
for
in
Stuff
the toy.
The
yeah, a couple people brought in dog toys because they were like, I thought it was a toy for the dogs.
Oh,
no, for the kids.
Forget.
Hey, I said some of them are kind of similar. So
my
kids play with the dog toys all the time.
They can chew on that.
It's when they carry them around in their mouth.
Yeah.
They've got one end, the dog's got the other, and they're running through the house.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I understand.
So, yeah, today is the last day. Come down.
$25. Going down, you get yourself a kitty.
A kitty or a dog.
Or a dog. Do you have like a special? Like you get, you know, two for the price of one?
No, not at this time.
Three for the price of two? No? I bet you if you ask Mark.
I bet if I ask Mark.
Mark, three somebody wants to come in here and he wants to take three kitties. Can you pay for two and get the third one free?
He's got a punch card, so,
This
guy's got a punch card.
Where are all those cats going?
Yeah, that's the only concern.
Okay, this is a great looking dog, Milo. He's a Dalmatian mix. So you know he does have the spots, but they're kind of like they're not as I don't know bright or glorious on him. You think they're a little bit you can see the spots. If anything, he kind of reminded me when I looked at him, like I've seen those English bird dogs.
Yeah.
They've got those spots on
those
like
little
that.
Little speckled spots.
Like that. But he's a good-looking dog. He's smart. He's laying here. He's quiet. And this is a great way to celebrate Christmas with a new forever friend.
Yes, he's so cute. So.
Yeah. Okay. So head on down to Haven Humane or give him a call at
241-1653.
I know I'll see you before Christmas, but I'll just say it anyway. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas.
You guys do a wonderful job there. I'm impressed. You really do.
Thank you. We try our hardest.
Yeah, it's a great resource in Reading and all the time everybody puts in there.
Yeah.
We
do it for the love of the animals.
I'll say
thank you for all
the people that haven't been able to.
Thank you very much.
We're glad you're here.
Thanks, Amy.
All right. You guys have a great weekend.
Be careful out there.
I will.
It's cold.
And Milo?
And it's cold. And Milo, good luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll take you, your mate, and your the puppy all at one time. You get a full family.
Okay.
Jared bye-bye. Wants them all. Okay. You know what? Look at him. He's just walking out here quiet. I mean,
I agree.
There's nothing. That dog is that's a solid dog. See, that's the kind of dog I'd take a look at having. Because he's not too big.
No.
He's not too big. And
Nice presence,
and I don't know if he sheds, but he doesn't have long hair.
I don't know.
Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. But I want to tell you about Sleep Number. And Sleep Number's, you know, new comfort fit pillow. Now, you know, we love Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. We love this bed. I mean, it is. It's everything that we've said. Okay. And I'm not going to say anything else about the bed. But now they've got this new pillow that, you know, they said, would you like to try this new pillow? Well, yeah. Because pillows, a good pillow is hard to find. I mean, isn't it? I mean, Doug, I mean, how many times? I mean, either pillows are too hard, or they're too soft, or they, you know, or they wear out or something. This comfort fit pillow, it's, I tell you what, it is close to being perfect as anything.
I've been thinking about replacing mine, but maybe I should take a flyer.
Well, a unique fill blend of memory foam with premium down alternative fibers. So it keeps its shape night after night. It's comfortable, and it really is comfortable. And the way you get this is to head on down to the Target Shopping Center, go into the Sleep Number store. You see Brian Janice or any of the people there, and if you get one, okay, this is for you now.
Yeah.
If you buy one, you get one 50% off for Bonnie.
That would be good. Now, does that memory foam mean that my memory gets better as I use it?
Or it just, no? It's a well, it does. It means you get smarter.
That'd be good. I need
smarter as you
get
along.
Double order.
That's, you know, like right now, I wake up in the morning, I know where I am. I'm in bed here. Anyway.
Just a pun.
Okay. It's down there, like I said, down in the Target Shopping Center. Sleep Number store. You're not going to get any better. You know, the gift of sleep.
No, it's
oh,
not.
My gosh, the gift of sleep. And we were out last night. You were, too.
Yes.
Because we're all together. It's a Schroptimus dinner. And I tell you. Anyway. Hey, it's 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. It's 44 degrees. It's going to be up to 50 today. It's going to be rainy today. So be careful out there. Dress warm. Dress dry. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Three-time Grammy winner Aaron Neville returns to the Cascade Theater in December with a Christmas celebration.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Aaron Neville lends his angelic voice to timeless holiday standards, capturing all the joy, nostalgia, and spirit of the season at the Cascade Theater Tuesday, December 13th. Don't miss Aaron Neville in Reading. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Abbott, Dr. Doug McConnell, my buddy.
Good morning.
My wingman.
Yes.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm fine.
Good. Hey, look, it's 44 degrees going up to 50 today and a low of 46 tonight. Rain. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Now, look, this is a great deal. You can get $217, because I checked it yesterday, $217 worth of product, worth of great selections of meat for $49.99 from Omaha Steaks. This is a great present to send people. I'm sending one to my sister. I'm going to send one to a couple other people,
too. I can send one to myself.
You can send one to yourself. Well, and that's the other thing, for yourself right now, because it not only is it, they send it to us, and it is tasty. It's, in fact, it's great. And it's all prepackaged. All you have to do is thaw out the one you want. I got it. We put it in the freezer, and then we just take it out, the different ones that we want. It's got also, if you go to the website, it has gourmet gift ideas, quick shopping. The meat is aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts, online recipes, wine pairings. Now, some of the things you get there are filet mignons, two top sirloins, four boneless chicken breasts, four boneless pork chops, four kielbasa sausages, burgers, apple tartlets. I mean, there's so many things you get there. And all this for $49.99. But this is the way you do it. You go to the website and say Omaha Steaks, and under the search bar, you type in CL, that's our code, Carl Linda. You type in that code, and it takes you right to the family gift pack area. And you just add the family gift pack to your cart, and you get a 77% savings. 77%. Think about that. So you get over $217 worth of really great stuff you can eat, and you get it for $49.99. Omaha Steaks. Go there. Put in the search bar, front page, first page, just put in under the search bar, just CL. That's all you have to do, and hit search, and it'll take you right to the spot. All right. And sounds, we have people doing it.
That sounds
we've
exciting.
Had people, we've had people that are our listeners, and that's the thing. The listeners are getting a great deal. This is a great deal. And like I said, I'm sending one to my sister. We have it, and we think it's great. Okay. Dr. Doug.
Yes, sir.
147% increase in assassinations of police officers in the last 2 years. And this year's not over yet.
An absolute abomination. And
there's I think in the last week there's been
two
that second officer died, and the suspect killed himself. But second officer died, and then there was a South Carolina one stabbed, and then somebody else shot too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems to be open season on officers.
Why do you think this is?
Well, interesting. There's been actually some obviously, there's rhetoric advanced by some radical groups who have been implying that the police officers need to have retribution for making war on a segment of our society. That seems to be
Do you think Black Lives Matter is the reason for this?
I think that their let's put it this way, their rhetoric and their being allowed to have a podium in the United States, meaning that the media allowed them to go on and would follow their events, and the fact that they're ultimately invited to the White House and had an audience, and there's been no repudiation of their thoughts and their.
But they're not. Black Lives Matter is not saying go out and kill cops. I've never heard that.
That's not true.
Oh,
they
really?
Were marching across a bridge in Chicago saying, "Black lives kill the cops, fry them like bacon." Don't you remember that march? Oh my gosh, marched down a street in New York City some time ago at night, and the media was all over there. A march. Now the march was probably 250 people, 300. Wasn't like there was, but their chant was basically about killing cops.
Oh, okay.
And
You know what? Come to think of it, I do remember that.
Yes, and what you didn't hear, and this is my opinion. The president and the senior leadership of this country had a great opportunity to try to bend or change or discipline this sort of conversation and totally took a pass. And the minute you speak out against this group, if you remember during the election, there was the Democratic during the Democratic primary, there was the one fellow who basically tried to, at a meeting, say that, you know, actually really all lives matter. And he got run out of stage, and he was yelled at and screamed at, and I think largely potentially by an African American audience. But the point was is that he was not allowed to make the statement "all lives matter." He ultimately had to recant and then say, "Well, of course, Black lives matter," which is true. But the honest to God opinion, every life should matter, and the guys that prove it are the police that basically run into the areas of the city where there's so much violence. And the truth is, it is related to the areas of the city that are racked by poverty and certainly with African-American lives. But it's the police that go in to try to save these folks and from each other, often in Chicago. I mean, there's been been some very well-publicized police shootings.
I think, you know, the point that Black Lives Matter, though, is that the percentage of people of color, or in this case blacks, they were killed by cops. Even though they're 13% of the population, your chance of being shot by a cop if you were black was like 2.5 times the chance of you being shot, of a white person. And what I'm getting at here is that. Is it a perceived war in some cases, between cops and blacks?
Yes. And it begins in at least the most recent surge that begins in Ferguson, Missouri, with the young man, the 18-year-old that basically and very early on there was an immediate condemnation of the police department and the actions of that officer. Ultimately, the Department of Justice of the United States, plus all the local authorities, proved that this young man reached into the car and tried to disarm the officer.
And that's true. I mean, because they really wanted to convict this young man, and they couldn't. But his life has changed forever. But
this man who was shot then by the policeman.
I know that, but yeah. I'm saying is the policeman, they tried to convict him in like every different way, and they couldn't do it.
But there was never any strong, forceful leadership on the issue that I'm sorry, folks, this was not a case of a white officer's hunting down a young black man. They turned this young man into a martyr. And I personally feel that this was a great opportunity for the President of the United States to, as he said in many of his earlier meetings, to unify the United States. In truth, he let the divisive forces play, and he unleashed hell in that town, in that community.
The whole thing is this, is I understand mentally or intellectually where the black community is, who feel like you get pulled over, there's a chance you're going to get shot. And whether it's true or not, but it's enough cases that that it happens because for whatever reason. But then you get the heightened tension level of cops being assassinated, which then it further exasperates the fact of you're pulling somebody over. Now you've got your hand on your gun. Now you're ready. Because your fellow officers, if it's not in your state but it's two states over, are being killed. And then, it's a vicious circle. And you've got to end it somehow. You've got to be able to stop it somehow. And I believe, like you do, it's going to take the leadership of not just the president. No. I mean, let's face it. Where's the leadership? It's going to take leaderships in the communities of our black citizens and our cops, that they've got to. They've got to be able to come together, and that I can't even begin to tell you how to do that. How can you tell cops that go into Chicago into some of these areas where it's just, it's just dangerous.
They've already been interviews in Chicago where the police don't go there and basically won't use heavy force because they're afraid of their entire careers and their lives.
They're afraid for the careers, but they're afraid for their lives.
Too. So the citizens are left
suffering.
Well, the citizens are left protection. They can't hire them. Yeah, it's.
I think so.
Yeah.
But it's also – you should be able to – it doesn't happen to me. It doesn't happen to you. We drive around.
Oh, no, no.
Nobody pulls us over because I drive up through Eagle's Nest or anything like that. But if I drove through Beverly Hills in my F-150 truck with the NRA sticker on it and KCNR on the back, I'm probably not going to get stopped.
No. And I met at the shooting range down in San Pedro a black African-American sergeant in LAPD. We were shooting together. And he told me about... almost left that he has a nice looking Mercedes as well, a little convertible, and he was pulled over in Beverly Hills. But that was being pulled over, not being threatened. And of course, once they saw his shield, they changed. But there is a perception
he got pulled over. Though.
Yes, I agree. There's no question about that.
So there is also on that side, because of your color. I mean, I'd hate to be pulled over just because I was profiled because I was white.
Well. It was, my son lives in Dallas, and the day that those officers were basically assassinated by a sniper.
When they were assassinated.
Huh? They were picked out only for color. And I don't think you've ever heard the word used, hate crime, when applied to that.
But oh, no. I think they used the word terrorism.
Well.
But it's a hate crime, too.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But, and we're raising we're raising the tinder level that basically big things could happen. And I don't think the president and others have done much to quell the strife. We do need to get a handle on this because it can get out of control easily.
And, we've got somebody in here who says, is young black men act defiantly toward officers. Obama and other black leaders should be sending a message. If the officer tells you to put down your weapon, you do it. Okay, I understand. If you have a weapon, I don't care who it is. But it's a lot of times it has nothing to do with a weapon. It has nothing to do with a weapon. They don't have
a
weapon.
Well, the attitude does.
You should do what the cop says. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Chris Rock had the greatest comedy routine about what happens when a cop pulls you over, things you shouldn't do. And it's hilarious. But the big thing it was if the cop tells you to give him your driver's license, give him your driver's license. You don't need to call him a name.
Right.
The cops are going to beat you up. And that was each one of them would come up, the cops would beat you up. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here. And it's 7:33 in the morning. It's 44 degrees. And we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Dr. Doug McConnell.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Ground control to Major Tom. 7, 6, commencing countdown, engines on.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Dr. Doug McConnell.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite Dish Network.
Ah,
that's right. They have the Veterans Challenge. You get a gift of free satellite service to the active military family this winter. For every 10 new services B&T Satellite receives, they're going to be setting up service for an active military family, active duty military family in our community to win a full free year of service. Not only that, but for every person who signs up during this winter campaign, you're also going to get $100.
Well,
and the person that you sign up gets $100 off your bill. Specials include amazing packages starting at $39.99 monthly. They can support the military like B&T Satellite Dish Service is in the new year with a gift that they can enjoy all year. Call B&T Satellite at 241-3474. Stop by the office located at 1007 Dana Drive. The owner, Doug Tooley, is a veteran, and he wants to do something for our veterans around here. It's a great deal.
He did my home a couple years ago.
Is that right?
Great service.
I tell you what, he's got a new package down there, too, some kind of a bundling thing where you don't have to pay for those channels you don't watch. And I think that's I'm going to have to get him back on here and ask him about that because – I mean, how many channels? There's 8,000 channels. I figured out one day I watched 10 of 8,000 channels.
It depends on the college football games, but the only time I wander from about my basic 8. So
I mean, that's it. I mean, but see, you have to pay for all of them, which is the only reason MSNBC is still on the air.
There's an editorial comment. Dish has pioneered trying to cut that back and has a lot of flexibility, as best I can tell. We also take them on our RV with a little portable antenna, and Dish allows you to have your RV be part of the same package. And seven bucks a month, we now have an RV that is able to get Dish anywhere we drive in the United States or Canada. And it was great service.
Is it on the
now,
run,
you
on
gave
the
an address of Dana. He used to be up on Lake.
He did, but now he's down Dana Drive.
Oh, hey, well, they did move. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, welcome home, buddy.
Oh, it's so nice to be back in the North State. I love it here.
Our friend Jimmy here has been listening to us forever, but you're a construction guy.
Yeah.
And
I've been listening to you guys since the first day, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And we appreciate it. Plus, we've run into Jimmy in other events. And I tell you what, man, we are so happy that you're back and you're safe. You're just down in Texas for Thanksgiving. You going to give us a report on Texas?
You know what? It's just a couple of days about Texas. But the first thing, if I could, I'd like to talk about the being pulled over by police thing.
Okay,
You know, Carl, you know me. I kind of would have the biker look. You know? And especially when I was younger, you know, I looked like one of Metallica's road crew, right? So,
good image.
You know, one time in the Bay Area, a cop actually pulled up on the sidewalk, flung his door open, had his hand on his gun, told me to drop my backpack and turn around and hit the wall. You know what I did? I did it. Because I matched the description of a burglary suspect in that area.
Ah.
And I had my work clothes in my backpack, and I was going to work. I was like 16 years old. Well, you know, I just did what he wanted. And, you know, I've had police hang a Huey and pull me over for no license plate light over my license plate in the middle of the day.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, and it was a 64 and a half Mustang, which didn't have one. But anyway, I just did what he wanted, and I went on my merry way, you know.
You know, and that truly is the answer, is it's, oh, well, you had no right to pull me over. But you, I understand what Jimmy's saying, because Jimmy, yeah, you're right. You could, you've got the beard and you could pass. And yeah, so you can pull it over. But the, you know, but the thing is you're absolutely right, is that the bottom line is, if you just say, okay, here's my driver's license, what are you doing here? I'm passing through. I live here in the neighborhood. I'm on my way to work or something. And, you know, is it fair? Maybe not. But does it end right there? Yeah.
But, like, to me, it really didn't – it wasn't a big deal, because that's what they're doing, their job, trying to, you know, keep law and order. So, to me, yeah, it's a little inconvenient. And, you know, I've never been really, you know, affected by it. So, it's not a big deal to me. So, like I said, if you just do what they want, they'll have you out of there in no time. And just do it.
Well, and I think you mentioned that, yeah, Jimmy, there's no way you actually know. You're assuming why he's stopping you in one scenario, but the truth is you didn't know about that burglary suspect. And, of course,
exactly.
That could be – you could be any color walking down the street, and that could have happened. And your attitude, if you immediately make the horrible assumption that you're being rousted because of your race, obviously you have an attitude right from that point forward, which spoils that interaction quite a bit. But in truth, you didn't know about that burglary suspect. So You followed plan A, which was the correct one, and it ended.
Obey the law.
But if you're steeped in and programmed almost to assume that this is a racially based stop, you're going to have a different interaction.
Sure. Yeah, that's what I remember Obama talking about being during the Trayvon Martin ordeal. Obama saying, you know, I know what it's like to be profiled as a black man walking through a parking lot, hearing people's doors lock, and going through a store and having people, you know, kind of follow you. And that stuff's happened to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I've been, and I really don't blame people. They, like, you know, especially ladies and stuff, they'll lock their door. You know, that's just a safety. You know what I mean?
I think you're really a pleasant-looking guy, Jimmy.
Must be tough to get a date.
Yeah, and that, you know, biker sort of look. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have any tattoos, by the way, so that kind of eliminates the biker thing.
Yeah.
But now, real quick, getting to Texas, one of the things that really touched me when I was down there and I was in Abilene, Texas, is on the local news there, just before Thanksgiving, the elementary school kids made snack packs and wrote thank you letters to the local police officers there.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's something that I would never see here.
Wow.
You know.
That would be true. Because it involves actually the school system actually taking a proactive pro-police stance, which is
exactly.
Quite refreshing. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, but you know what? I could see that happening in Reading. If they thought about it. I could see that happening.
Yes. I can't imagine the parents taking great exception. Move that to other cities that we could think of. It's going to be an outrage that you would honor police.
Yeah, I misspoke. I meant actually California. No, Reading. Yeah. The people there in Texas are a lot like the people here.
And that's what you wrote here in the chat room. Was that's the one thing? Is, you know, you said in Abilene the prices of real estate was about the same, and you said the friendliness there is the same as it is in Reading. But we're not going to lose you, are we?
No, oh, heck no.
Okay.
You came back here so you could pay state taxes, income tax. Good for you. Thank you for your contribution. Jerry Brown will send he'll send you a note at the end of the year.
We love that. Okay.
Yeah, gas was $1.79 a gallon. There was no motorcycle helmet laws.
Yeah, that's
good. I guess you have to pay a little bit extra on your insurance, but you don't have to wear a helmet.
Well, I tell you what, I've ridden all the way through Texas on my bike without a helmet on.
Yeah, well,
when I was younger. I was younger.
It's actually a Darwinian filter, and only the good cyclists survive. So
And when you tell people you can't have a clip that holds or a magazine that holds over more than 10 rounds, they kind of look at you and go, "Why? what good does that do?" But anyway, I'll let you guys go. Great talking to you.
Jimmy, thank you so much, man. Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Take care. Yeah. Okay. That's Jimmy. And Jimmy's just a great guy. And he does. He's got a beard.
Yeah.
And we were at an event. He was all dressed up and he comes in. He was he collects those posters from out of theaters.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh,
and he's got he knows all about it, too. in the sense of is that when you get it, you know, this, when you put it in a frame, no, you don't put it in a frame like that. You've got to do it a certain way. Oh. He knows all that.
How to preserve them.
Well, yeah. He can't work. There's no work, not enough work right here in Redding, so he works everywhere.
Jimmy's actually giving us a spin on Martin Luther King's great statement about we should judge people by the content of their character and not how they appear.
There you go.
And he gets judged for his appearances. And the truth is we need to get beyond that and get away from the stereotypes in all directions.
Oh, we have and that reminds me. Last night we heard a story about a cop here in town that took his life in his own hands. He put over a friend of ours. A lady
who is a
great lady.
Yes.
And her hair is silver, and it's been like that though for probably you know, because that's just what she likes.
Mm.
And he pulled her over and said, you know, if for whatever reason, you know, she didn't get a ticket. But then he says, "We'd like to." He says, "Ma'am, we just want to make sure that our seniors are okay, you know, with all the, you know, blah, blah, blah." And but
this time of year, we want to look after your seniors.
Look after our seniors. She said every word after the word senior, she never heard.
No,
she just heard the word senior, and she goes, and she's, you know, all these retorts that could come back. And so what'd you say? I said, "Yes, officer. Thank you. And I said, "He really said senior?" Yes, he said.
And
senior.
She was telling about five other women in her age group, all of whom took great offense to think.
Oh, they all did. They went berserk, and it was like, oh.
I sort of asked them, now, when you were 28 and you looked at a bunch of women in whatever years we're talking about, but what did you think of those people?
That's not even the point.
No,
that's not even the point. The policeman was being polite. But when you use the word seniors, and when Paletti gets here, I'm going to say, "Paletti.
Yeah.
Man, I said, you know, you almost had a fight on the side of the road out there. You know, here was a lady who may have had silver hair, but she would have had your guy down, and she would have had him down hard. And so then it would have been called for backup, and then who knows what would have happened, all because that he called her a senior.
Evoked the wrath of
a woman.
Mature woman.
Oh, calling him a senior. Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
But I'll bet you she asked for the senior discount when she goes to those movies.
I bet she doesn't. I bet, you know what? She doesn't even think about it. But, you know, but here's the worst part. It's when they give it to you.
Yeah. Oh, and you don't ask.
Oh, I've given you the senior discount. Oh, thank you very much. We're going to take a break here.
And
to get the senior discount without asking. Wait a minute. You know, nobody asks me. Nobody checks my ID anymore.
No.
Oh, except when I'm at the ballpark at Tiger Field.
Oh, for a beer. Oh, yeah.
When you go in and you get the little.
To see if you're 21.
And people that have known me for 10 years. Oh, I have to see your ID, Carl.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
No,
I have to see your ID. So I show my ID.
That's right.
And she goes, "Oh, okay. I guess you are just barely old enough to drink."
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll say, if not, I'll have my father, Doug McConnell, buy it for me.
Sure. We're going to talk about John Glenn.
We are, since we get back from this message, 13 minutes before the hour, 8 o'clock. 45 degrees, going up to 50 today, and it's going to be rainy today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. 365-3793. We'll be right back.
I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I needed clothes, and you clothed me.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m. Rockin' man, burning out
his fuse out here alone. Rocket Man.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Dr. Doug McConnell and myself. Today it's Friday, the 9th of December. Portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You're not going to get any better in-home care than at Home Helpers. Darren Clark started this business, 11 years ago now, and is just rated number one best business in. She's a businesswoman of the year, the business of the year. In-home health care to keep your loved ones happy and healthier is in-home. And Sharon Clark is the one to do it. Give her a call, 226-8350. I'd let Sharon take care of my parents.
Yes.
Her people. That's how good she is.
They got a good rep.
Okay, Rocket Man, John Glenn, 95 years old,
yep.
Passed away.
Great life.
Oh, my gosh.
Great American. Let's see. Oh, he's a Marine, too. Somehow that slipped right in there. He's a Marine aviator with combat experience in Korea.
He went back in space when he was 78, right? Didn't he go back in 77 or something like that?
Senior.
He was senior, right.
Yeah.
You know, but you said something earlier, and I want to get into this other question about healthcare before Francie Sullivan comes on,
mm-hmm.
He epitomized what was going on in this time in our world where we were launching to the stars and all that.
Yeah, my dad was an aerospace engineer in propulsions and engines in Southern California. We get up.
And so was Linda's. You know, he helped build one of the.
And we get up in the morning and watch the initial failed launches just to put satellites up by the United States with the Vanguard rocket flown by the Navy, I think. They failed. And ultimately, we had our first success with the Redstone. But we'd get up every one of those and watch it. And then along came the astronauts, Alan Shepard, Gus Grissom, and then his shot, later killed, unfortunately. But then John Glenn goes around the Earth three times. Today, we think nothing of that.
Oh, no. You know what they're talking about? Yeah. Trips to the moon here in the next 10 years for
$10,000
to go up in orbit around the moon and come back.
That's hard to believe. But
isn't that
we'll
weird?
See. But it was a time of there was this optimism. President Kennedy was there. He had enunciated the vision going to the moon. There was a 10-year plan. The United States was upbeat, looking well. We were the world's emerging technological firms. We were downsizing all sorts of things. Computers were getting ultimately smaller, microcircuits. I mean, the stuff we use in our house today spin right out of that. Everything we use in healthcare. And John Glenn was the guy who basically represented, by gosh, we can do it. Oh, here we go. Sorry, folks.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But more importantly,
Band of Brothers.
We were catching up. The Soviets were ahead of us. They had launched heavier payloads into space. They had put a dog up there, and they put the first man up. The first man in space was Yuri Gagarin, as I recall.
And then we not only surpass them. They have never yet landed a man on the moon.
No, correct. So the point is America is capable of great things, and I'm sensing this enthusiasm and the both in the financial markets and the technology, but you really need someone who talks about America's greatness and what we can achieve together.
And what we can push.
And that's been in contrast to some of the what we've heard over the last presidency, I believe, mm-hmm. where it's been more one of contraction and accepting. And Jimmy Carter was in that way, interestingly, leading into Ronald Reagan. But John Glenn was a great American who rose, not only a fighter pilot, became an astronaut, but became a symbol of reaching high right. and reaching well. And all those men, those astronauts, this first group, the Mercury 7, I think, they were all military officers, ex-military.
They're all military.
Yeah. And they eventually with Space Shuttle, that wasn't true. But
no,
the point was,
they were all military, the first ones.
And he's right from Ohio, which is where I was born. And, of course, aviation started with the Wright brothers right in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. big
God
shout
bless
out for John.
John.
And,
yeah.
and really, he needs days for us to extol his virtues. But here's a question for you. Well, I've got you here.
Yes.
Obamacare being taken apart by the Republicans and yes. a single-payer health system.
My goodness. Big subject.
You've got
you're giving
minutes.
Me thank
You've got
you
four
very
minutes.
Much. Okay, single payer is a nice term that's been used both by unions and others as a concept. It's much like the Canadian model, which is where the government basically is the only payer of health care dollars. They have a quasi mix with private care, where the physicians are still in private practice to a certain extent, but they basically budget the hospitals and then they fix the price schedule for the physicians, and. And basically, you can be the best orthopedic surgeon around, but they'll tell you exactly and only what you get per hip case. But more interestingly, at one time in their various provinces, they capped the amount that physicians could earn. So the guy who basically was the most popular hip surgeon, once he capped out his income, he'd stop working in April of the fiscal year. That goes back a few years. But the point is, you're getting in the middle of something there, and you're fiddling with the reimbursement construct. Single payer is attractive, particularly if you're in the hospital side of the business, as Randall is, and Randall I respect and like very much, because you have guaranteed
we
income
like
for
Randall.
Seeing patients. Yeah. But from the physician standpoint, it now makes the patient, particularly in the British way, where the patients now belong to the system, and the personal ownership of your practice and your reputation means a lot to in terms of the physician's availability and how he chooses to organize himself with his colleagues. But once the patients belong to the large entity or the clinic and the physicians become employees, the efficiency of healthcare will drop dramatically. And we're seeing that somewhat in some of the operating models in our hospitals. The incentive to be on call. I came up here. I was on call every day, every night, 24 hours a day for over 6.5 years. Because I had contracted to do that in the sense that was my availability. I knew what I was doing. It was about me being in control of what I chose to do. And it worked fine for me, and I think it worked well for the hospital.
Do you see that if the more the government gets into this, like, okay, so doctors right now don't have to take Medi-Cal patients.
Legally, you do not.
You
no.
do not have to take Medi-Cal patients. And you don't have to take some other patients because, one, they don't, you know, they say, oh, they pay just as well, but I don't think they do. Anyway, but
yeah.
the bottom line is this, is the state could say, if you're going to practice medicine in California to get licensed here, you've got to take 25% of the patients have to be Medi-Cal.
And then they'll have to figure out a way to referee that. And
yeah.
there'll be new reports and new employees hired. And at that point, given that the United States is this great experiment of 50 different entities, you'd see an exodus, I would guess, to a place where you can practice free and run your business. It's not all about money, believe me. I mean, Medicare has already tamped down the income. In my world of cardiac surgery, the payment for a coronary bypass today is down 72% over the last 12 years. That's an honest-to-God number. And so there's been a contraction of reimbursement, but physicians have chosen – we like to take care of patients. I mean, I quote, retired, and I come back, and I still work with the team and do occasional emergency surgeries and coverage. So ultimately, physicians aren't really motivated – the ones I know mostly are really not motivated by the dollar as much as they want to have a practice where it's their name on the door. They get a reputation in town for being reliable and knowledgeable and trusted. I think most physicians, particularly in my world of critical care, run more off being trust trusted and appreciated than they are by the dollar. But they still have to run an office and hire people and make payrolls and run a small business. So I'm not dissing what Randall's saying. I'm just saying I think it's more complex when you look at physician motivation and how do they come together as groups of quality. If you just hire physicians, then they become an employee and the patients belong to the entity that to which they contract. And the doctors treat them, well, I'm off at 5 o'clock, you know, and they'll come up with work rules and gosh knows what. That's not good, I think. Ultimately, the productivity per physician, per specialist is going to decrease remarkably. At least I'd hold that out as a thesis or a tenet.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you got it done in 4 minutes.
I tried, but I could do 4 hours on that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to have to run. I believe Francie Sullivan's going to meet us here at 8 o'clock this morning.
Otherwise, yeah. I have to
Otherwise, now I'll put you on the other side of the table, and we're going to go at it for and things about talking about
not a
Band
problem.
Of Brothers concept that Trump seems to be doing in his new cabinet.
Hey, let's just talk about the Band of Brothers. That's the 101st Airborne.
We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Hold.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Just hours from a government shutdown, Coal State Senate Democrats blocked swift action on a stopgap spending bill over benefits for retired miners and President-elect Donald Trump, a self-proclaimed coal champion, to intervene with Republicans. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the spending bill would extend health care benefits for miners.
Failure to pass this legislation means creating a shutdown of the government. Over what? We've funded health care for miners through the end of April.
The House on Thursday easily approved the must-pass bill that would keep the government operating beyond tonight's midnight deadline. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he had a productive meeting with President-elect Donald Trump.
Very exciting meeting. I really enjoyed coming up here and meeting with the President-elect. We had a great meeting to talk about our transition. We're very excited about getting to work and hitting the ground running in 2017 to put this country back on track.
Authorities say 3 people have died, 11 others were hurt following a pileup on a snow-slickened interstate, a stretch of Interstate 96 near Lansing, Michigan, and more cold weather is on the way, says Andrew Orison with the National Weather Service.
We're seeing essentially some of the coldest air of the season so far, as we've had this Arctic air gradually filtering south down from Canada, and it's going to remain quite cold over the next couple of days for the northern tier of the United States, so anywhere from the northern plains across the upper Midwest. And even into the northeast, we're going to be looking at temperatures that are going to be well below normal.
Several crashes also were reported on Detroit area freeways. John Glenn was loved and revered by many and most well known for orbiting Earth on this flight back in 1962.
Oh, that view is tremendous.
First American to orbit the Earth. The John and Annie Glenn Museum in Glenn's eastern Ohio hometown of New Concord is reopened now to the public. Pay tribute to the American astronaut and long-serving U.S. Senator. He passed away yesterday at the age of 95. More from townhall.com.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready, because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holiday sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. It's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Correspondent Rich Burns in the Afghan capital of Kabul says Defense Secretary Ash Carter has made an unannounced visit.
Secretary Carter has come to Afghanistan to say goodbye to the troops since it's his last visit to Afghanistan before he hands off his responsibilities to the next Secretary of Defense. And he's also going to be consulting with Afghan government officials and American commanders.
It is Carter's last planned trip to Afghanistan before handing off his Pentagon responsibilities to his designated successor, retired Marine General James Mattis. In the Netherlands, a court has convicted populist anti-Islam lawmaker Geert Wilders of hate speech. The presiding judge in the case said the court would not impose a sentence because a conviction was punishment enough for a democratically elected lawmaker. Builders had called the trial nothing but a politically motivated charade, one he says endangers the concept of free speech. More from townhall.com. The drama of Britain's exit from the European Union being acted out this week on two of London's grandest stages, the Supreme Court and the House of Commons chamber. The plot is gripping, but the ending is still a mystery as far as when those actual Brexit talks will begin. Former Prime Minister David Cameron says he believes leaving the European Union was not the best choice for Britain, even though it's bound to happen now.
Ultimately, I didn't believe it was the right outcome for my country.
And he worries about globalization. He says one of the key themes of the Brexit decision was reducing the impact of globalization on the economy in Britain.
That somehow globalization isn't working for everybody was at the heart of the Brexit decision, and also, I think, I'm sure, a very big issue in your election.
And he may sound very British there, as if he were addressing Parliament. In fact, the former British Prime Minister made those comments in Terre Haute, Indiana, as aired on WTHI-TV. More details at townhall.com.
What's on your bucket list? Adventure? Travel? Crazy fun? Connecting with nature? Head to Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win your share of $25,000. Come and play our $25,000 end-of-year bucket list swipe to win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Plus, earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of $25,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing is Thursday, December 29th, where you can win $5,000.
Two winners.
Or $5.
21 winners.
Let us help you check off your bucket list. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott. Dr. Douglas McConnell is my wingman. Today on Friday, December the 9th. Good morning, everybody. All right. It is 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on Free Fire Radio. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. How you doing, Jared?
I'm doing great.
Jared's board and producer today, and Dr. Doug's with me. What's the weather look like, Jared?
Well, it is currently 45 degrees. We have an 80% chance of rain today with a high of 50, a low of 46. On Saturday, we have a 60% chance of rain with a high of 46 and a low of 36. On Sunday, we have a 20% chance of rain, a high of 51, a low of 37. And on Monday, we have a 30% chance of rain with a high of 51 and a low of 38.
My gosh. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, California, whose customers are warm friends, discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Let's go to Susan Eastman for our stock market update. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are extending record highs as the post-election rally continues. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 43 points at 19,658. The S&P 500 advancing 7 points at 2,253. And the Nasdaq Composite positive 27 points at 5,444. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America up a dime at $23.05. Ford positive 11 cents, trading at $13.14. AK Steel Holding Corp down 38 cents at $10.34 per share. For local stocks of interest, UPS down 11 cents, trading at $118.88. FedEx down 96 cents, trading at $196.11. And PG&E up a quarter at $59.44. Treasuries are little changed this morning with the benchmark 10-year Treasury note trading flat to yield 2.40%. And for commodities, gold is down $1.10 at $1,172. Silver up a penny at $17.13 per ounce, and crude oil positive 69 cents, trading at $51 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Hey, Susan Eastman is the first vice president for investments at Wells Fargo Advisors, located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. If you're looking for somebody to take a look at what you've been doing for your investments, look at this huge stock market rally that's going on. You may want to have somebody take a look and give you some ideas. 243-7561. That's 530-243-7561. Susan Eastman. Very trustworthy. Okay. Of course, Dr. Doug McConnell was here with me, and this portion of the show is brought to you by, okay, guys, I'm just going to make it easy for you. Four Winds Jewelry. Three words, Four Winds Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store. Christmas, can I say all those in one time? Christmas, Four Winds Jewelry. Great deals. Anything you can imagine. I'm sitting here thinking, great. I'm thinking estate jewelry. I'm thinking everything. They've got it all. They're a full-service jewelry store with a watch repairman that can fix any kind of watch that you bring in there. But if you're looking for that special, special gift, Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And they've got some great, great sales going on there. And speaking of great, we have Francie Sullivan with us, the dean. You are the dean of the elected officials on the city council. You are the resident memory. You've been with this new group, you've been there twice as long and sometimes four times as long as anybody. Isn't that right?
Well, I'm thinking that's a compliment.
It
I'm
is.
Loving it.
It is. Well, no, it is. You've been there longer than, I mean, Brent and Kristen came in a couple years ago, right?
Yes, that's true. That's true.
And you were there already.
That's true.
And you've been there before, I think.
I was on the Board of Supervisors.
Board of Supervisors, okay. And then now we've got two new ones. So it's you. Everybody, when they have a question, they turn around and say, well, what is it, Francie?
Oh, I hope that's what happens.
Good morning. Thanks for coming and being with us.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me. This is a pleasure.
Well, you've been in – how long have you been in politics?
Well, really? I served on the Board of Supervisors for 8 years, and I've been on the City Council for 6. And I am incredibly grateful to people in our community for allowing me to do this. It's interesting and – right now, there are so many great things going on. I mean, last night I was at the downtown strategic planning consultant that we hired. The Chamber of Commerce put together a group, to talk to him last night, and we approved the downtown transportation plan on Tuesday night, which means just that will be the guideline for things that go on in the city. Yesterday I was at
And how long is that, like a 5-year plan? Is that a 3-year plan or what?
Well, they try to update planning documents and fees and things every 5 years, but it's been 10 years. Oh, it's been maybe 15 since they did the downtown strategic plan. I mean, it's expensive and very time consuming to do those, so they don't happen often, and I think it's been real gratifying about how many people have shown up and want to be involved. Yeah. And it's important. I hope people will pay attention. You can go on the City of Reading website. I haven't had enough coffee. My voice is gone.
Well, I've got you some right there. And I tell you what, that coffee will put, you know.
That'll make my voice clear right up.
It'll clear up and it'll probably put hair on your knuckles because I made that coffee.
Your voice will get deeper.
Your voice will get deeper and you'll be able to go out and lift the front end of your car.
Oh, that's good. I really do encourage everyone that's listening, tell your friends, go to the City of Reading website and get engaged, because right now you can have a say in the direction, you know, the future of downtown. And for I pointed out last night there were only a few of us in the room that remember downtown Reading and its glory, but you know, I have fond memories of the Crews and Dickers and Pennies and I mean, I remember when the Catholic Church is where Market Street Steakhouse is. I'm really old.
Wow. You know? Right on that corner.
So you Palm have, Street yeah. Palm trees, well,
one,
you know.
One,
so
one be, of my complaints has been, where's our long-range plan? Okay, so now I'm going to take a step back on that one, because we now have a downtown Reading community transportation plan.
Yes.
Because I can't believe, and we got to take a break here, but no city can evolve unless we have a vision of the future. And this is what in the transportation corridor here, in changing things out right down here, right down the street from us, in fact, is that big step forward. And I want to talk to you about what you see as the future here, because we've got the police station just behind us is in, and you had your idea was once you two get together and figure out how you can make this work, the police station behind us and the property right there is between McConnell and the other
Equity Street.
Equity Street, mm-hmm. About what they want to do with that. So that's a big step too, but
go ahead.
No.
Oh, I was just,
and we have all
but we've got all this time. I need to take a break.
All right. But it all relies on a good economy.
Well, we're going to talk about that too. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, better known business with Jeff Wurst. If you've got a little bitty chip in your windshield right now, you think, it's just a little chip. Well, once that water gets in there and it freezes, and it's been getting freezing here, it's going to expand that crack into that chip into a crack that could just destroy your windshield.
Yes.
He can fix that immediately so you don't have that problem. And if you do have a crack in your windshield, he can repair cracks in your windshield up to and over 2 feet in length.
Wow.
He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield along the bottom there like 8 years ago, and you can't even see it. That was 8 years ago, and he guarantees his work forever. Or as long as you live or the car, as the wind blows and the grass grows. He is a windshield repair specialist. Give him a call, 241-8373, or check out his office down there or his work area down there at 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with Dr. Doug McConnell, my co-host, but we're here with Francie Sullivan talking about the future of running. We got a lot of questions to talk about where we're going, because she is the one with the answers. So we'll be right back, 16 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here good. Friday.
Holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no-prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements.
Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, with Carl Bott, Dr. Doug McConnell. Today,
yes, sir.
My wingman. Good morning, buddy.
Airborne.
19.
I don't mind about it.
Is it 101st?
Yeah.
Airborne. It's not. They're not airborne. They're chairborne now, right?
Well, they're air assault. We know.
Air assault. Air assault.
I hope he's going to want to mention the Navy here. I can just. Okay. He's going to want me to mention the Navy.
You want to see a fight? You get into an officer's club in some Army base where you've got the airborne and the air assault. The Marines just stand back and watch.
Yeah,
hey, it's 20 true. Minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 45 degrees, going up to 50 today. It's going to be kind of harsh weather here. It's going to clear up on Sunday, which is good because we have.
Feels like Christmas.
Feels like Christmas here.
If there were snow, that
now,
would be.
Now, Alliance Heating and Air. This is the place you want to go to if you know, it's cold, so you want your heater to be working optimally because you don't want to be paying more to REU than you should. So Carl Martin and his people voted best in the North State last year. He could be best in the North State any year. That's how good they are. And have him look at your heating system, your air ducts, your filters, all of that. Make sure that your heater is working or your heating system is working to the optimum. Give him a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. My guest is the dean of the Reading City Council.
I am so using that.
You are.
I'm going back.
Okay, serious stuff here. D, Measure D, failed.
Yes.
And it failed. It wasn't close.
No.
Your thoughts on that? And yet
I'm
E.
Sad. Really sad. I mean, I voted for it. I tell people, I mean, I had not really considered myself a pensioner before people came in and talked about being pensioners, but my husband and I retired. We were on a fixed income. We're like a lot of people in town, but I'm heartsick. I can't imagine what we're going to do. We're going to lose 9 firefighters. We're going to probably use 4 police officers unless we come up with win the lottery or business booms and income. But I think as significantly is the $1 million that we are going to partner with the county in more mental health services and those things, which really I think goes more to the, I think many of the people that are concerning on the streets are people with mental illness, substance abuse problems, and and having a place to take them besides the emergency rooms and, and maybe get treatment, maybe actually change someone's life, which is what we all hope is that we get people out of the system that taxpayers are paying for. But the people, people spoke. So that's.
Did you see this as a no confidence vote?
I know many people did. I mean, I think that. Everyone on the city council is out and about. I mean, I started at 7 o'clock yesterday morning, got home at, 8 last night. I mean, I go to everything I can. I try to, I want to give people an opportunity to talk to me. I've started having civic walks. We've gone on the first civic walk, 7 o'clock in the morning, on a cold morning, and 25 people showed up.
Wow.
If anybody in town wants me to come and have a walk in their neighborhood, I like walking meetings. We all need more exercise, right? Sitting is the new smoking, as they say. But,
I hadn't heard that, but okay, that's cool.
The city council here, we're your neighbors. I mean, we are people who are, because we're committed to the community. Yeah. I think that's the motivation for, the city council members I've known and know. And, I'm baffled why people think that if we had the money, I wouldn't want more police and fire to protect me and my home and my family. And, but
my opinion of the people on the city council is where I may not agree with you. I've never, that's why we don't take sides. We never endorse because you are our neighbors. And I applaud everybody that gets in. that wants to run and do this? I mean, because you're not doing it for the money. Obviously
it
not.
It is a commitment.
And it's a huge commitment. Now, with that in mind, though, people on largely 60-something percent said, no, we're not. We it's a vote of no confidence.
On that process.
If that money is spent. Not and then people. A week afterwards, the city council voted to give a raise, bringing a person's salary to $141,000, who had already had a 2% raise in January, a 5% raise in May, and then $1,000 a month. Isn't that kind of a sign that, hey, we don't really care what you think out there? Was this the right, wrong timing for this?
Well, I wasn't the person who put it on the agenda, and I absolutely did. And I think if you look at a longer time frame, if you look at what department heads at the city of Reading have been paid over 10 years, what they've lost in income through the, when we had the furlough program, those kinds of things, it paints a slightly different picture than if you that is the thing about the salaries, if you pick a point in time. In that case, my regret is that there are many people at City Hall that in a competitive market are not paid their worth. In this particular instance, I was not the person who put it on the agenda. I don't think the timing was good, but it was on the agenda and the choice was to vote for or against. I think you also need to think in terms of the community service director that she has just finished since March, raising $315,000
with the help
to
of the
rebuild.
Community.
But she was the driving force. That was not a city-led project. That was not something she was told to do. That was not part of her normal 10-hour workday. She was told to make the park safe. Well, and the same thing with the volcano. So in terms of a
city,
person
you're
who...
You're talking safe from because of the equipment was
the equipment
not
was,
safe.
The because, equipment was...
Because our parks aren't safe now.
Well, no, that's not true, Carl. First of all, that park equipment, I mean, the normal lifespan is less than 20 years, and I think it had actually lasted 23 because our park maintenance people do a really excellent job. And I think our parks are safe. I think you're a fool if, walking through the park. Well, I shouldn't say you're a fool, but you're certainly braver than I am. If you want to walk through our park at 2 a.m., if you send your four-year-old to go play on the park equipment. But, the actual reports of crimes.
I won't go down there.
Well, if you – I ride my bike through the parks at 6:30 in the morning, and I will tell you there are people that, I would not probably invite home for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had anyone bother me, and I am eternally grateful that we have well-trained, brave park maintenance people who watch our children, who look for hazards above and beyond what they're paid to do. So, all those things are done. I voted my conscience.
Yeah.
I think the timing was not good, but I also think the community had the choice of paying more money for more police and more fire and mental health facilities and additional staff at the DA's office, if that was what they chose to do. I don't think it is on every city employee to be willing to take less money or whatever in order to provide more police and fire. I don't think that...
Well, what's the price? I guess my answer, and it's not about Kim, because Kim's a great person.
The fact is
that raised her to a salary that is about three times the home income of a Reading resident, family income, which is I think around $50,000, and so it was close to that. And I think the whole thing is the timing on it, but this is kind of exactly what the people I think were saying. We don't trust the city council to spend the money for like they said they were going to, and here it is. They just gave a raise, $1,000 a month raise to bring this up the week after that. I mean, doesn't that resonate? I mean, did that resonate with the city council? Because I know two members said they would never vote for that, and two new ones said they wouldn't vote for that.
you know, I think that you have to look at the facts as they're handed to you. As I said, yeah. I wouldn't have put it on the agenda.
Yeah.
But it was on there. I thought it was deserved. And as far as salary, I mean, we have people who come in and go, wait a minute, you know, my Social Security hasn't been increased. Well, in fact, I'm dependent on Social Security, mm-hmm. you know. But there were years when Social Security got increases and city employees took a cut in pay. So, you know, I mean, I know you get military pay. I mean, I
didn't get raises.
You know,
I don't get raises in my but I've gone for years without a raise in my retirement pay.
Social Security,
and when Carter was there, we got no raises at all. It caused so many people to get out, and we weren't making
point is, who do you compare people to? And the thing is, in the private sector, most people don't know what private sector people make in this community because they have a right to privacy. They don't tell. So if you compare someone who oversees all the parks in the city of Reading, handles all the maintenance for landscape areas in the city of Reading, who oversees the contracts with the library, with the civic auditorium, who handles all the maintenance inside the city. You know, since I've been at the city, my 6 years, we have lost 6 department heads. The only one that was replaced was the police chief. Everyone else, their jobs were divided up amongst the people who were left. I always joke about they shouldn't be standing in the hallway. But these are not people. It wasn't. You know, these are people who are overseeing things like the entire solid waste program for the city of Reading, and who are overseeing the airport. I mean, things that are important to our economy, and those jobs were divided up amongst people who were left.
But they didn't quit to go to other jobs. They retired.
Some people retired. Some people went to other jobs.
But not replaced.
But they were not replaced.
So the point is
that those salary savings went into keeping the city together, and people took those jobs on and did not divide the salary. I mean, the salary was mm-hmm. when salary savings. So I mean, the decisions that were made. They're done. I think there's a lot of good things that are going on in the community. I think it is unfortunate that we spend so much time in our community talking about the bad things and the negative things. I think,
from a physician standpoint, I think what we're talking about is important, but it's really a symptom of the underlying issues, which are the city-state economy, the pension plans at the state level as well as the city level, and the contributions, which are enormous, suck on revenue and the actual revenue, and then the underlying economy. And the truth is, were those to somehow be adjusted and then bring in the issue of the what it's called the homeless, I have other terms on how we really could address that. But the point is, what we're talking about is the net effect of those forces. The pension plans, which by law are mandatory contributions and are
Thank
taking
you.
Out of our systems. It's not, you don't sit around.
No.
And I think the important thing is, the point you were trying to make is, hey, we're basically good citizens. We just have to deal with real issues. And we're trying to do our best. And there's no evil intent. But we're caught up in a system where we're running the forces outside us, and then the internal ones are our economy. And Reading needs to grow and be optimistic. And we were talking about the 60 Minutes where they had this
Let's
developer.
Talk about that after the break.
Okay.
I've got to stay on a break here. Hey, this portion, Reverend Francie Sullivan, and I understand. Francie, you've made your point there. I think that I would love to see a third party, and I don't know who could do this, a third party come in and compare the jobs and the job descriptions with what's happening throughout the United States and say, okay, for this same job, and we're going to advertise this job with these job requirements, we're going to advertise it for $2,000 a month less and see what happens. You know, if I had the money, I'd pay for that, because we're in a cycle where we have to pay this much because this city is paying this much and they're paying this much, but private businesses don't give raises when they don't make money. We're in a $300 million liability here in our city, and we're still – and I understand why we've got people and they're doing jobs. It's just – again, it goes back into the perceived, you know, the perception that people are getting raises, while, you know, and it's off of the people that don't make very much money. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're stuck in this thing.
And also, there is some truth to the adage that you get what you pay for. And
yeah.
We have extraordinary people who, like Kim Niemer, work their weekends. I mean, we could do that. We could have, we could lower the police salaries. And you can look at communities where they have police with less training and less education. And then you can look at lawsuits where police behave in a manner that, you know, costs public people.
We have a number of lawsuits right now aimed at our police.
Well, we don't generally lose them, you know.
But we have.
We don't lose them because of bad behavior. Anyone can sue. I mean, that's, you know.
Right.
But, you know, we have people who go above and beyond. So, you know, the other thing is, I there are years when I know people in private business here who've gotten raises. I also know people in private business here who look at city jobs. When the city attorney's position was up, I talked to friends who were attorneys, and they were shocked at how little a city attorney makes versus some attorneys in private practice in this community.
But he's not
engineers.
In private practice. He works for the city. There's the difference.
Well, but no. You're competing with the best attorneys in town.
He also retired
and
at age 52.
You want the best attorney
he
you
retired
can
at age 52 at $150,000.
How long did you have to be in the military to retire, Carl?
I was in over 30 years.
My brother-in-law retired after 20.
Yeah.
He retired when he was in his early 40s.
I wasn't making 90 to 100% of what I made
at
the military.
The military retirement pay is 50%.
But at 40. I mean,
well,
most people can't retire, you know. So, I mean, it's all relative.
He was 52.
You can find people, you know. I mean, if you want to use those examples, you can. But personally, I mean, my husband was a forester. We're not in those wage.
No, you're
but,
not.
But we chose the life we lived.
That's
we
right.
We chose it. And
well,
for
the
sacrifice
thing.
That public employees, most attorneys in town don't read their salaries in the paper.
No, that's true. You could read mine.
Wait a minute.
I've got to take a break here. Because after I said I'm going to take a break.
Take a break.
Everybody needs to take a, you know,
get
their coffee. hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Okay, now, you need to, if you're going to buy a self-loading semi-automatic rifle with a removable box magazine, now is the time to do it because after January 1st, you're going to have a real tough time doing that. So go head on down to Bastiani Arms. I called them yesterday. They've got a couple left. They've been kind of like flying off their wall. But he's got everything down there from pistols to long guns to all the shooting accessories, gunsmithing, classes on concealed carry. He has it all at Bastiani Arms. You need to go down and talk to him, too, about being able to convert a removable magazine rifle so that it meets the requirements so you don't have to, so it's no longer that, quote, AR. So you need to talk to John Bastiani. He's a gunsmith. He knows it all. Give him a call at 222-8222 or head on down there today like I am. I'll be down there around 11 o'clock today at Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Francie Sullivan, the dean of the city council.
I heard you first.
3-time Grammy winner Aaron Neville returns to the Cascade Theater in December with a Christmas celebration.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Aaron Neville lends his angelic voice to timeless holiday standards, capturing all the joy, nostalgia, and spirit of the season at the Cascade Theater Tuesday, December 13th. Don't miss Aaron Neville in Reading. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies.
Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business and it's man's last stronghold. Ooh-rah.
Can I go there to get some hair?
You can. You know what? They charge you a finder's fee.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh.
That's
rough.
Well, we're friends.
Isn't he a guest of yours?
No, he's a... No, no, you're
actually,
the guest.
I don't
you're
want to talk guest. About hair this
well,
morning.
You know what? Linda calls it in the morning. She comes in. She says, this is really a baseball cap day, you know, when she comes in. And she goes, oh, boom. She puts it on. She says, thank God there's no TV in here. Hey, Francie Sullivan's with us here. And we...
Our friend, Francie.
We appreciate so much you being one of, you know, that caring about the city and the run.
I agree.
You know, it's like this. When you're in the arena... And you got the people on the side there poking at you, and people like me, but everybody. And we get a right to because you do represent us, so we get a right to talk. But you're in the middle of the arena, and you make those decisions the best you can.
And Teddy Roosevelt
told
us that those that are in the arena deserve our respect and honor.
Okay. Jimmy, let me ask you. I can answer this question. The city council makes about, what, $500 a month?
Yes, I think it's a little more than that.
Okay, I think maybe $600 a month. Okay,
not six. Don't
okay.
overinflate.
Okay, yeah. Okay, it's five. It's
yeah.
it's over five,
five
but
and
less
something.
Than six.
Yeah.
Okay, so because he's talking about the city council in Sacramento makes between $62,000 and $63,000 a year, and mayor makes $120,000.
Can you say charter city?
Charter city. That's right.
Okay, they are. We are.
Okay. D failed. We need to move on. What's Plan B? To meet these obligations.
Well, this is Plan B. I mean, if we had money someplace, that was the part that made me a little... If we had the money, who would do that? I mean, I told you many times, Carl, that I did not see myself as a city councilperson ever voting to put a tax measure on the ballot. I wanted the community to want that enough that they'd gather the signatures. And I think that at the point that the community decides to do that, for whatever purpose, to make our city better, you know, it might have a different outcome. But I thought it finally was dire enough, and we did have a number of business people in our community who said, you know, please give the community a chance to vote for this. We understand, excuse me, that seven police officers for 60 square miles and 90,000 people isn't enough. We understand that we have four police officers that were paid for out of the savings account, nine firefighters that were paid for because we thought the community would support this. We don't want to lose those. Ooh, Ooh, excuse me. Your coffee's kind of doing the trick. But,
yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I doubled it up.
So that was someplace where, you know, I think a couple of us had said, you know, that wasn't what we thought would be the preferred method. But the community has spoken, and they've said, no, they are not willing to pay for more police and more fire. So if we had the money.
But we don't.
We wouldn't have. That's right. If we had the money, this never would have gone on the ballot. Sure. And those small raises we gave would not pay for. I mean, we did not give raises in lieu of hiring a firefighter or a police officer. As for the liability, I have to say, I always explain when people talk about unfunded liability and it's going to bankrupt the city and yada, 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 that unfunded liability is like debt service for a business or whatever. We are never going to owe that money on a set day. What we need and what we have is a very conservative payment plan. It's like having a mortgage.
You have to finance it.
Exactly. Yeah. You wouldn't get a mortgage, if you had the money sitting in the bank, probably. I mean, but what we certainly did when we got mortgages is we made as certain as we could that we could afford to make those payments. And the city has done that. That is why we have reserves right now that are higher than our required 5%, which is council policy. We've been building the reserves up so that, and we know what the payments, they don't surprise us with a change in the payment plan for PERS. We know what it's going to be for the next few years, what they anticipate, the worst case scenario, based on conservative actuarials. And we have the money to make those payments. We don't have enough money to make those payments and hire more police, more fires, expand the parks, do all the other things that we'd like to do in the city. But the payment plan is conservative. We have very conservative finance people, and I would say that the other person who got a raise was our finance director, Denise Maxwell, who is amazing. And for all those people who are critical, I urge people continually, our financial plan that we get, our financial assessment, we get that once a month at a council meeting. Quarterly, we review it on the regular calendar. But anytime anyone can go online, you know, I always say sit home with your bunny slippers, glass of wine, go online. You can read where all the money is spent at the city of Reading. And it takes council action to move that money from one column to another. The Measure D money, we said this repeatedly, was going to be in a special account, be audited separately. So to move that money from the intended purpose would have taken council action on an agenda that is published on the Thursday before. We go to more trouble to make our information public than I think any other elected body may be in the county. Our things are available at 4 o'clock on Thursday online. If you don't have a computer, we have free computers at the library. I mean, you know, they're available. You can go down to the city hall and read them. I mean, you know, there aren't secrets.
There's no surprises.
Okay. There are no surprises.
Let's go to the phones here for a couple minutes till we have to take a break. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Mr. Raposa, how are you?
Thank you. Got a quick question. You sort of segued into it. You were talking about salaries and all that good stuff. Chief Paletti, who I believe is doing a good job, of course, and I think we all do, made mention that the 40 out of the 42 police officers that he hired during his tenure so far, 40 of them are lateral. I'll say that again, 40 are lateral, which means that that's going to add to our unfunded liability. And he admitted that in front of about 150 people a week and a half ago. The other thing is that he said he also wanted 8 community officers about a week and a half ago in front of 150 people. He said he wanted community officers, and he's going to really start pulling for that, yet you guys were reelected. Number three, you are talking about salaries here. Let's talk about the facts on the salaries. According to USA Wages and according to Transparent California, that's where the LAO, the Legislative Analysis Office, gets their statistics from, so we have to trust them. According to that, the average city full-time employee in the city of Reading makes $101,000 a year. I'll say that again. The average full-time employee of the city of Reading makes $101,000 a year. And according to USA Wages and Transparent California, our police force is the fifth highest paid in the United States of America. not per capita, in the United States of America. Those are facts. They're verified by the state of California.
Is there a question here, Terry?
Analysis office. So my point is that there is money there. There has been money there. We have a city manager, an assistant city manager, and a deputy city manager. There's $1 million there. Yeah, you keep saying there's no money. And the other thing is, too, I noticed that you're talking about the city employees and what a great job they do. Aren't you supposed to be representing the citizens? You haven't said anything about the citizens and what they need. It's been about employees because they work so hard needing, you know, wage increases. So all that's just a little bit disturbing when you're not throwing facts out, just stuff that you're...
Okay, Terry,
you either don't
know
the answer.
Is there a question there? Is there a question here, or is that just a statement?
Well, it's a little bit of both. Maybe she can talk a little bit about that.
Okay, well, we'll give her a chance. All right, well, thanks, Terry.
So I think the police chief has tried to correct some of the misinformation that Ms. Raposa is repeating. I'll let the police chief talk for himself about, I think he just had a town hall meeting about, what they're doing with what they've got.
Mm-hmm.
As for city employees work for us. They work for the community, and many of them live in the community. They have the same concerns about police and fire. If you're a park maintenance person, you live in the city of Reading, you hope there'll be enough police and firefighters to come when you call them. But they provide the services for us. They're the ones that make sure the toilets flush, the lights come on, that the swing set won't break when you put your child on it, that the streets get paved, the potholes filled. And I want the best people I can. I heard something this morning. They were talking about John Glenn. It was a comment. They were talking to someone who'd written a biography of him. They said that there was a story about John Glenn when he was in the spaceship and he was going around the world, and that he constantly thought about the fact that every bit of the spaceship was built by the low bidder.
The low bidder.
And I thought, you want to think about that, about sewer pipes and about... street paving, and again, the things that your children play on, the swimming pool. You want to be sure that you have employees that are well-intentioned, that are committed, that are going to go the extra mile. Because it is easy to find people who will work from 8 to 5, do the minimum, mm-hmm. and not care, their heart and soul.
And we know that.
In it.
But what the point he's making is that the average employee here makes $101,000.
I want to shift from that because
we only got like 10 minutes left,
I just skipped
breaks here. Okay, so it didn't pass.
Yes.
What's Plan B to address these questions? Was there any thought from the city council, like 6 months ago, and saying, okay, if D doesn't pass, we're going to do this?
Well, for one thing, the council has priority setting every 2 years. Our priority setting session, we do 2-year budgets, we do 10-year plans, and 10-year financial plans. We will have a priority setting session in February. But I think most people who follow us closely, who actually come to the meetings, read the staff reports, mm-hmm. look at the facts, know that we went through all the other plans before we got to asking people if they would like to pay more.
So
that's,
there is not
a secret pot of money someplace. All those people, we do not have the staff that was just mentioned in the county administrative officers, and I'm sorry, the city manager's office.
Yeah.
We already tried that. We did the furlough system, which was every city employee mm-hmm. that besides the people who must work 24 hours a day, like police and fire, voluntarily took a 15% pay cut for over 4 years. We've already asked the employees to do that, to keep the doors open, to make sure there were minimum services available for the public.
Can we do that again?
We can, but I don't think that's a good way to run a ship. I mean,
are we in an emergency? Francie, you know a lot more about it than I do. Are we in an emergency here where we're getting ready to lose our police and the firemen?
We obviously are losing firefighters and police. They all know that their funding is
gone.
Is gone, and it's millions. I mean, so it's not a small thing to hire 9 firefighters and 4 police officers.
So, are we at that
emergency
point yet?
The community evidently didn't think so.
But what about you and the city council? Because you guys are the ones who are going to have to make the decision. Are we at that point where it's going to be, hey, all right, and this is and, okay, so this, if you want to have police, then we're not going to have this. If you're going to have firemen, then we're not going to have this.
So
in priorities.
In priorities. Make your priorities just like you do at your home.
Have we
reached that yet?
But we've been making priorities. I mean, they have laid off hundreds of employees. They've, you know, that's, I mean, this has been happening since 2008. So it's this, you know, I mean, I guess the community would have to decide. Like our planning and building department are funded in part by the general fund, which is the same fund that we pay for police and fire. At the county, those departments are self-funded, which means the people who use those services pay the total. We already have complaints about our building. And, you know, so parks should be closed to the swimming pool. I mean, would the community really want us to do that? And
well,
what kind of people are we going to attract to our community if we do that kind of thing?
Well, maybe, and this is just Carl because I don't have to make that decision. Maybe we need to do that and say, oh, look, if we want to have police and fire, we're going to do that. Community, but we're going to shut down the swimming pool. And we're going to do this. And we're going to do this. Because, and but lay it out to the people instead of like piecemealing it. Just say, in February, say, if we don't get something done, if our economy doesn't pick up by June, this is what we're going to do to keep our police and our fire here. And this is how it's going to happen. And you just go like 10 things are going to be cut. And then let the people say, whoa. Or they go, okay, I can live with that.
So you do need to look at that financial document. I'm always encouraging people because almost the vast majority of the general fund goes to police and fire now.
No, I know.
So you really would have to completely eliminate. I mean, I don't know what that would, you know, chain link around. I mean, I don't know that there's enough money.
Close the swimming pool.
Well, the swimming pool is
seasonal as it is.
And I mean, it's, you know.
But that was a good point, though. But those are good points you're making.
Except that there isn't enough money.
Right.
It would, you know.
Okay. All right. Gary. I'm going to take one more phone caller. Gary, good morning. One more phone caller because we've run out of time. And Francie, first of all, thank you so much. I know it's not easy. I mean, you are in the middle of a maelstrom of things that are going on there with the city. And I know it's not easy coming on, and I mean, these are not easy questions, and you're having to, you know, pull them out. And I can tell you're pulling them out of your guts here on these when you're answering. So,
I'm going to accept your challenge to get on the website and actually see the numbers myself.
And
I have some questions that come up.
Let's get to Gary.
But I'm going to go.
Good morning.
Thanks. Good morning. Obfuscation reigns. All right, 2 points. In September, I had about a 10-minute face-to-face with Kurt Starman, our city manager, and I told him that the sales tax would not pass because the people do not trust the city manager and staff, nor do they trust the city council. 2, you talk about the future. I have in front of me 28 pages from this Reason Foundation that was also here in September. And it's about Pension Integrity Project, City of Reading Pension System General Health Review. And, Ms. Sullivan, you can say all you want about we're on a payment program. You are not telling the whole truth. And the 28 pages says City of Reading will be bankrupt probably by 2020. What are you really doing
okay,
to
Gary.
Thwart that? Goodbye.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
I think that you can get documentation and you can get someone to agree with you about anything that you want to believe. We actually hire actuaries to review our pension plans. Mr. Bartel, who is a Bernie fellow who went on to greatness as one of the most respected actuaries in the state, has reviewed our pension plan. So, you know, I think if you want to find someone who will support your view that we're going to be bankrupt, you can do that.
You don't believe that?
No, not
okay.
a bit.
All right.
Not a bit.
Hey, Francie, I know we only got like 3 minutes left, and maybe 4 because I own the station. I'll just go as long as we can. Tell us what you see for this year.
Future.
Yeah. What do you – I mean, because we do talk, and we try to really push the, you know, here – the great things are happening with the tech and all this stuff with the the hub and all these things happening.
Yeah.
And now the sale of the police station and the things that are happening there. What do you see for this year?
Well, I see lots of very positive possibilities. I mean, for one thing, Costco is settled on a new site that's in the city of Reading. They're going to have a gas station. There's a new, a very high-end grocery store, Save More, that's going to be built in Old Kenworth. They are such a successful grocery store that they are advertising their jobs as union wage jobs, which is a very good thing for our community.
Yeah.
We have CloudWise. I hope I've got their name right. Gosh, they are such an asset for our community, but a group of young, successful
CloudWise
entrepreneurs who are teaching people how to code here and other things. In fact, I want to go to their class.
I
can barely run my cell phone.
I took it. I took it, Francie, and I can tell you what. Joe McKenna's got a show on our station here at 9 o'clock on Saturdays about technology, advertising, and this guy is pushing the envelope in using Reading people.
And they started that because when they did a survey here of what we had and what we could attract, they found all these young well, I don't know, but they're not all young, but entrepreneurs here who could not find qualified people to help them. So we have that. We have, you know, as I said, we've got the skills.
Reading Rancheria wants to build.
Yep. Exactly. There's lots of optimism. We have a transportation plan that's going to change the way downtown.
Do we have a river? Is there something that shows future planning for the riverfront at all?
Yeah, there's a specific plan for the riverfront that needs updating. That costs money. That goes back to people wanting services. It takes staff, professional, well-trained, smart people to develop those specific plans so that we do it in the best way we can. Most of the river property in the city of Reading is privately owned, and those people have a right to do, you know, whatever is within our general plan. So, I mean, a lot of people have ideas about, well, we should go down and do this and that with Park Marina. It's like, you know, talk to the people who own the property.
Yeah, the Kutros, I think,
But, you know, I think there's lots of possibilities here, and we can either focus on how bad things are or we can look hopefully toward the future. There are so many opportunities now for, you know, kids who want to do things like go to the
CloudWise Academy.
If they want to learn to be welders, if they want to, you know, when you're talking about construction, we actually have a fairly significant amount of construction here. I just tried for almost a year to find a welder to build a little railing on six steps at my house. And every welder that came said, we are desperate for help. We desperately need welders.
Trade school right here.
Exactly.
Joe Chimani was on talking about all that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have, you know, One Safe Place. I can't get off the air without talking about One Safe Place. I'm on their board. Our